the moment of separation. Within its own sphere, however, this understanding of feminism was a potent force, in combination with the ethos of environmental radicalism, and a variety of personal events, it was sufficient to launch these men on a project of reform. The project was to separate themselves from the mainstream masculinity with which they were familiar, and to reconstruct personality to produce a new, non-sexist self. Their sexual politics, with its theme of guilt about masculinity, was part of a larger agenda of personal change. The idea of a new self is not simply rhetoric. Three of the six were assailed by a sense of personal crisis or worthlessness. Nigel Roberts, for instance, at the age of 20 had a strong sense of failure in everything, in education, family relationships, sex and politics. There was a broad need to change a way of life. This project is highly compatible with general ideas about growth and personal change in the counterculture, which often require one to renounce straight society. In many parts of the counterculture, the core of the new self is spiritual. There is often an important relationship with a healer, for instance, a teacher of yoga or an acupuncturist. A large